Mickey from Grand Rapids told us, I appreciate how KXC creates a welcoming atmosphere and brings the community together. Actually, Mickey was texting about, she sent in a photo of the cookies that she continues to make because of a cookie swap we had here years ago at KXC. The chocolate crinkle ones, you know, they kind of have that broken powdered sugar on top. Yeah, that's one of her favorites. Geez. And that was something, it's become a family tradition for her.
Mm. Just like your butterscotch.
Yeah.
Friends. This week, Kari Hedlund talked to Dave Simonette from the Trampled by Turtles and Dead Man Winter. Kelly responded to the story on Facebook and said, can't wait for Saturday night. And Deborah said, saw his editorial in the Sunday Strib.
Lots of comments on the news coming from the Grand Rapids Area Library this week, where they face budget cuts that are causing hours to be cut to 3 days a week, 7 hours each day. Read the full story at KAXC.org and follow us on social media. You'll get updated on the stories coming from our newsroom. Right now, if you check out our webpage, you can find out that our host today, our volunteer host, is Jim Gallagher at 1 o'clock, and that means that we'll get Alice's Restaurant today. Diane Ott tonight at 7 o'clock, our volunteer host. We've got Corey Campbell on Back Porch tomorrow at 10. And Don Espy in for On the River at 4 o'clock. Green Cheese Trivia, Mike Berry. We've got Power Pop on After Dark with Mark Clabundy tomorrow on KEXE.
I want to thank the Blandin Foundation, strengthening rural Minnesota, blandinfoundation.org, and Hot Tubs of Northern Minnesota on Middle School Avenue in Bemidji, offering hot tubs, pool tables, saunas, and more. HotTubsMN.com.
This is 91.7 KEXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are People Powered Radio in Northern Minnesota. Join us at KEXE.org. There is still matching money until the end of the year on the table. If you are doing end of year gifts or want to make sure the news continues, now's a great time to do it. Text the word donate, 218-326-1234.
For KAXE News, I'm Megan Buffington with the Up North Report. A 69-year-old man died in a weather-related accident Wednesday morning in St. Louis County. Brian Pellender of Alden Township, west of Two Harbors, went outside to blow snow. His wife found him 45 minutes later underneath a large fallen tree. The St. Louis County Sheriff's Office says the high winds and wet, heavy snow downed the tree while Pellender was snow blowing near it, fatally injuring him. A Grand Rapids woman facing a criminal vehicular homicide charge pleaded not guilty Wednesday morning in Itasca County District Court. 65-year-old Cynthia Cindy Martin hit and killed 19-year-old Carter Hathcock near Nashwalk before driving away the night of July 3, 2024. The plea is the latest in a year of legal moves in the case. Martin was first charged last November. Her defense has attempted to have the case dismissed, to suppress evidence, or move to another venue, all of which were denied by Judge Heidi Chandler. The next step is a pretrial settlement conference set for February 23rd. County Attorney Jacob Fotchold says there isn't a plea offer beyond Martin admitting guilt as charged.
Under those circumstances, it's not unusual for defendants to roll the dice, so to speak, and go to trial, knowing that the outcome that they would face at trial is similar to what we're offering for resolution.
Fotchold says there may be more legal maneuvering before the trial, such as Martin's defense again attempting to get the trial moved. The case has been under scrutiny from some members of the public because of Martin's prominent role in the DFL party. But Fotchold says the idea of politics influencing the case is, quote, absurd, and the case is moving at the same pace as any other under similar circumstances. Martin's defense did not return a request for comment by deadline. The nonprofit Kids Count on Us Bemidji is inviting the community to join elected leaders at a forum centered on affordability. The event will feature stories from community members who will share their experiences with the affordability of health care and child care. Elected officials and community leaders are expected to attend. The forum is 6 to 7:30 p.m. Wednesday at Beltrami Electric Cooperative. Those interested are asked to register in advance. MnDOT is sharing its plans for the Highway 73 corridor in Chisholm. The agency has been studying the one-mile stretch from Highway 169 to the intersection of West Lake Street and 3rd Avenue. It will share its findings and present a proposed final layout at a meeting Wednesday. The meeting is 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Chisholm Senior Citizens Building. Essentia Health Fostin is hosting its 21st annual tree walk for hospice on Sunday. Attendees can stroll through decorated Christmas trees created by local organizations and community members and bid on their favorite tree through a silent auction. Crystal angel ornaments will also be available for purchase in honor or memory of a loved one. Funds raised from the event will support specialized care for patients and families served through hospice. The Fostin Langby Lions Club will serve a free will donation breakfast from 10 a.m. to noon, and a remembrance program with a candle lighting ceremony starts at 12:15. Finding a mental health provider in rural areas is hard, but Minnesota researchers say it's much harder for communities of color in small towns. A new report lays out specific obstacles to care and solutions that show hope. The Center for Rural Policy and Development's latest report says lack of insurance, stigma, and trust issues are factors that complicate the issue. No matter the solution, Vice President of Research Marnie Werner says minority populations in small towns need to have agency in making mental health care culturally appropriate.
When a group looks at something that the larger population is saying, here, do this, and they're like, why? I don't understand this, or this doesn't fit with my culture or my understanding of the world or anything. I think that's the big thing, is to give groups the tools and then get out of the way.
For example, the report points to the Red Lake Nation reinventing their social services department using their own words, values, and beliefs. Thanks to Minnesota News Connection for this story. That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is made possible by Woodland Bank, providing customers with personal and business banking solutions, as well as offering Kasasa checking accounts. You can learn more online at woodland.bank.
KAXE is people-powered radio in northern Minnesota.
My name is Adrienne Reiners from Deer River, Minnesota. I really love everything phenology. Anytime I turn on the radio and get to hear John Latimer talking about what's happening in our area, I feel like I get to validate that I'm not losing my mind and the seasons are changing. So that's a really exciting one for me. And I love our weekday morning show. It's such a beautiful combination of art and culture and news, and the fact that it's all local makes me feel really tapped into the community and makes me feel like I know my neighbors better.
KAXE is not just radio. It is a connection and a reminder that you are not alone. We are independent, we are local, and we are powered by people like you. Give us your thoughts and keep us powered with your donation. Go to KAXE.org.
Don't you ever miss me?
That's Chastity Brown,
yeah.
The song called Wake Up.
I couldn't see it. Okay. Sorry, the behind-the-scenes stuff that people don't see. And maybe they should see.
No, I don't think they should.
Chastity Brown. So we have not addressed Black Friday.
No.
Have you ever done it?
It's the
You're always on the air.
It's the Friday morning show at 7:13. Thanks for tuning in. We'll have StoryCorps coming up next for you. It's a father and an adopted daughter.
No.
On this day. And I have done I haven't done Black Friday before.
It's always coincided with working.
I did the day after Christmas 1 year where everything was, the 26th where it was like 75% off of Christmas things that you can.
Wow. They did that.
I did once.
Oh my gosh. I can't plan that far ahead.
Yeah.
Get ornaments and.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now they have a Black Friday Eve.
Well, I don't
even
know.
When are they going to... They take us for stupid?
I think it starts all week, too. It's not just Friday. Like, I saw Black Friday deals, and I think you can get it then. It's not telling you to wait till Friday to buy it.
Yeah, so...
I don't know.
Yeah. Now, tomorrow is going to be, gray Saturday. The things that sell on Black Friday.
No, tomorrow is Small Business Saturday, a day as well to support local businesses.
Yeah,
those are the businesses that, keep our local communities going. And this week, so it's Small Business Saturday. Local shops and businesses are open all across the region. And especially places like art centers and art galleries, they're putting up all their holiday markets. Fish parade today. Fish house.
Fish house fish. Parade.
It's the Aiken Fish House Parade today at 1 p.m. Variety of events. I was thinking of the Jaques Arts Center and opening up their holiday marketplace. There's pancake breakfast and all kinds of things. And the parade happening as well. So full schedule at aiken.com/fishhouseparade.
Oh my gosh, there's so many. The Armory Arts and Events Center in Park Rapids presents a very good Christmas carol. A humorous take on Dickens with three ghosts, two actors, and one helpful audience. Free performances today at 7 p.m. and tomorrow at 2 p.m.
And it's the Bemidji Night We Light Parade today, 6 p.m., mainly on Beltrami Avenue. You follow the parade, head to the waterfront as the switch is flipped to light up the town.
And the Walker invites you to the Festival of Lights today at 5 p.m., a tree lighting at 6. Activities continue through November 29th, including a kids' open house at Walker Bay Theater from 11 to 3.
And tree lighting is going on in Park Rapids tonight as well, 6 p.m. And many local businesses will be taking part in a Yuletide sampler that evening. You can find Santa and Mrs. Claus at Bella Cafe.
And if you happen to live in Nisswa, there is the 44th annual City of Lights event on Friday. The celebration includes food vendors, the Polar Express storytelling, Santa's petting zoo. Are you kidding me? I don't know how he does it. Bonfires, train rides, carolers, and fireworks.
Tomorrow, the Northern Lakes chapter of the Minnesota Dark House and Angling Association has their annual fish decoy and sporting show. It's from 9 to 4 at Timberlake Lodge. Explore spearing and ice fishing equipment, a silent auction, and more.
And Lights in the Pines is a drive-through holiday light display at the Itasca County Fairgrounds in Grand Rapids. Hours are 5 to 8 p.m. Fridays and Saturdays, and between Thanksgiving and Christmas. After seeing the lights, you may park and explore North Pole Junction inside the fair's commercial building.
Essentia Health Foston has its 21st annual tree walk for hospice. That is this Sunday at Magelson Elementary School. The Foston Langby Lions Club has a pancake breakfast from 10 to noon. Then there'll be a remembrance program and candle lighting ceremony at 12:15. Attendees can stroll through decorated Christmas trees and bid in a silent auction.
Lots of stuff going on.
That's right. We would love to hear from you. I think that there is someone out there that is taking a little break, having a sip of coffee, already been out for the sales of Black Friday.
Oh, yeah. Give us an update.
Or you're driving, heading somewhere. You're getting ready for maybe a local business opening this morning. We'd love to hear from you. You can text 218-326-1234.
I want to thank Bush Foundation, proud to partner with Good Relatives Collaborative and to announce the 2025 Bush Prize Native Nations honorees, Minneapolis Indian Center, Makoche Agricultural Development, and Turtle Mountain Impact. More online at goodrelativescollaborative.org.
Current temperatures around our region, there is a few flurries in many places, it's looking like. Cloudy right now in Brainerd, 19, 17 in Grand Rapids, Hibbing at 16, Bemidji 15, Aiken 18, Park Rapids reporting 14, looks like McGregor at 19, Bedette 16 degrees this morning. Looking like it's going to warm up quite a bit, right, to 22 degrees?
Yeah, we're going to get 22 degrees tomorrow. That's a hot spell. Evening
tomorrow,
lows
today?
4 to 8. And then today, we're going to reach 22 also today. And 15 to 18 under mostly cloudy skies on Sunday.
It is time. You need the hats. You need the gloves. It's going to make you a little bit happier if you got the equipment you need and your boots and all of that.
Yeah, it's time to break them out.
You got boots on?
No, tennis shoes this morning because I go for my heated garage to the studio.
But oh, I thought you were going to say you went for a run.
No, I did not go for a run.
All right. We'd love to hear from you this Thanksgiving, post-Thanksgiving. Our question all week, what are you grateful for this year? You can text 218-326-1234.
Friday means it's time for StoryCorps. In 2010, Bob Gerald had this conversation with his 13-year-old daughter, Amy, who was adopted from China as a baby.
How did you meet Mom?
I can tell you the date. It's September 14th, 1984.
When dinosaurs roamed the land.
Yeah, I was protecting her from the dinosaurs. And at least one day a week, I left a rose scotch tape to her front door.
And she didn't find that creepy?
Creepy? No, she actually found that nice. I better tell your boyfriends not to do that.
Well, a rose, you don't know who it's from.
Oh, no, she knew it was who it's from.
Oh, okay. Now, what made you decide you wanted to adopt a child?
Mommy had an ectopic pregnancy, which means the pregnancy was in the tubes. After that, she couldn't get pregnant. We considered adopting, and we actually said we wanted a smart, assertive kid. Don't take this the wrong way, but we viewed intelligence over beauty.
Great.
Well, but no, I mean, it turned out to be both. But that's what we said, and when we got to talk to the nannies about you, they said you were a very determined little child.
Huang Xi, very strong will.
That's right. I want to tell you something. You have absolutely changed my life. The most interesting thing for me was the idea of the red thread. In Chinese adoptions and in the Chinese culture, the red thread means that we are, with our souls, connected to a specific person. And we got you. And I am so pleased that you're part of my life.
I I'm not crying. You're crying. My name is Amy, and this is my dad.
Mm-hmm.
We're following up 15 years from the last time that we recorded. Since then, I've lived so many phases of life. I have gotten my braces off, thank God. I've gone through college, and I learned to swear like a sailor.
Right, and I've just gotten older. You were such a good kid. You know, you never dated a biker.
I still could.
You still could.
I could become the biker.
You came with a spark that we could nurture, but we couldn't create.
Well, you taught me that it was okay to push back and really gave me an opportunity to be strong. So many people say they're self-made, but I probably would not have gotten here without you guys.
What can I say? I just love you so much, honey.
I love you too.
Bob and Amy Gerald. A new animation of their conversation is at StoryCorps.org. You can record your loved ones using the StoryCorps mobile app for the great Thanksgiving listen.
Major support for StoryCorps comes from Dignity Memorial. For many families, remembering loved ones means honoring the details that made them unique. Dignity Memorial is dedicated to compassion in every detail of a life celebration. DignityMemorial.com. And from Subaru, the Subaru Share the Love event runs through January 2nd. By year's end, Subaru and its retailers will have donated more than $350 million to charity. Subaru, more than a car company.
This is NPR News.
National Public Radio's Morning Edition. It's here on People Powered KAXE. You can count on StoryCorps to bring the heartwarming stories. And I love it when they do the thing of come back that many years later and check back in.
Progress.
That's John Bauer. I'm Heidi Holton. We'll have best wishes coming up for you, as well as our daily dose of phonology. And then we're looking for someone to join us. You don't have to be out shopping. Maybe you're just home enjoying coffee, kind of a
in your jammies,
slower day, or maybe you are stuck in a cubicle somewhere and you would like to just have a little break. You can text us 218-326-1234. Thank you to everyone who donated to KXE during Give to the Max. You made a big difference to us with your contributions. We can't thank you enough. You can still help us finish our year strong. Give at KAXE.org. Lots of things going on in our region, right?
Yes.
I guess we just talked about all the nights we light and all of these sorts of things happening.
But there's also something going on today. The Minnesota State Parks is offering a free admission. Get out and explore your favorite park or find somewhere else, including the Twinkle Light Trail at Itasca State Park opening on Thanksgiving and the Bear Paw Campground. But you get a free pass today at a Minnesota State Park. So it's not that cold out. Put your boots on and maybe just take a stroll.
And some things, and here's something going on. If you're going to get a live tree, you can cut your own Christmas tree in the Superior or Chippewa National Forest. There are permits available now at recreation.gov. You may also stop by a district office to get a permit.
I know, Heidi, we've been on the air for like 30, 40 years together. When do you get your tree? Do you get a tree? You got a fake tree? I can't remember.
I have now moved to a fake tree.
You have?
Yeah.
Did you have conversation with yourself on that? What's the rationale? Just convenient?
It had to do with the sap and the floors that we had when we made a change, if that made any sense.
And both of you have agreed on this, or was it?
Yeah. Although there are some trees that need to be thinned, so we may have a real tree from our property this year.
Okay.
We're talking about that. How about you? Real? Fake?
Yeah, always a real tree.
Okay.
Always a real tree, but a little dilemma this year because we're leaving the country and, don't know if it's going to be like a monstrous tree and all the fixings. It might be just something very small as a reminder because, going to be gone for most of the holiday season. So that's, it's kind of sad, but yeah, I was raised with a tree, as you probably were too. Your parents, did they have a fake tree?
No, we always got a...
Yeah.
I do remember with some years... One thing I didn't like, one year my mom was just determined to get a flocked tree.
What is that?
I mean, white, when they're sprayed white.
Oh, yeah.
never cared for that.
Yeah, I don't.
I mean, it was a real tree. You know, there were always some that were flocked or whatever, but I've never liked that.
Did they ever sit you down and say, kids, what do you think? Dad and I are going to get a flocks tree this
no,
year.
No, I think it was one season, and it wasn't up to us.
And it didn't, obviously, it didn't
we
go
didn't
over well.
We didn't pay for it, you know? No, I don't think I said anything.
But obviously, it didn't go well with somebody.
Except, I mean, the only thing was we went all red ornaments, which was kind of cool.
Oh, yeah, that can
white,
be cool.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've been busy making some ornaments, which has been really fun.
Really?
Yeah. I was doing that last night.
Well, describe. What are you talking about?
You know,
collage ornaments, kind of?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't
they have a meaning? Or they have a wording on them? Or they're just...
Yeah,
like, yeah.
It's some...
I've seen those. They're good. No, you can toot your horn.
No, you haven't seen... These are different ones I'm doing. I got some at a thrift store. I got some just glass bulbs, you know, glass things. And I'm doing a...
See-through.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I have an old dictionary that someone gave me, the innards. And they have beautiful drawings in the dictionary.
Oh.
So, and it turns out a lot of the drawings are of birds. So I'm taking that and then I kind of collage it on there and then with some other stuff. And then I put some pieces of the dictionary inside the bulb that you can see hanging.
What?
Mm-hmm.
So you just remove the lid and put it in there?
Mm-hmm.
Heidi, that's great. And I bet it's just a joy to do it.
Yeah, it was really fun. I started out differently, at like choosing a word that was at the top of the dictionary. And then I found the birds. And so that's the new ones I'm doing. And I got a few left to do. I also made some trees out of old books and stuff. But I really enjoy like not spending much money at all. Like someone gave me the inside of a bunch of books because they use the outside of books for crafting.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a bag of stuff. So I haven't even chosen it. So it's like this weird, interesting sort of thing to pull out and be like, oh, what am I gonna make out of this? And then I get some things at thrift stores to add to it and stuff. So
remember last year gave you guys little humans with Christmas?
Yeah, I didn't even take it home because I like it here.
Oh, really? They're just the innards of a piano.
Yeah.
Just the tiny, intricate, but if you look at it, this looks like a human.
Mm-hmm. So, kind of fun.
Yeah, it's real fun to be occupied and doing stuff. Been doing some heavy battling of Scrabble as of late. How about you and Canasta? Does that go away?
We did a Canasta game the other day that I lost mightily, and then a Scrabble game I won mightily.
So what?
We went back to back on those.
So you do Scrabble once in a while.
Yeah.
You're probably nasty at Scrabble.
No.
I mean, it does take some strategy and luck.
Right. I would say that's not so much about spelling with Scrabble. I got a little guff.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Because, you know the trick of Scrabble where if you make two words out of it, you're going to make a lot more points. And that was not received well because you know, it clumps up the board.
Yeah.
Too.
Just jams.
But that's the only way you're going to get some extra.
Do you remember what maybe your score was? Because my mom and her friends played Scrabble all the time, and I never paid attention to what a good total score is.
Yeah.
I've heard that 500 points is a pretty good match total.
Yeah.
Do you know what your score was?
I think it was like 348.
338?
48.
Yeah. Ho, ho, ho.
Something like that.
That's domination. You should see her face. I'm
proud
of you.
That is
a huge total in Scrabble, I think. Well, that's by yourself. We're not very smart. We think if we have 500 between us, it's good.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it was 248.
And you said
it
doesn't make a difference if you know words. Yes, it does. You have a litany of words in your back of your mind that I would not want to tangle with you in Scrabble. I'll tell you what.
We do have the really cool, we bought it 22 years ago, I think. The Deluxe Scrabble that is on the turning thing.
Lazy Susan.
I like that a lot.
I know.
It's really nice to have, isn't it? I don't know why, but anyway, so yeah, we've kind of agreed. The cards were not going my way in Canasta, you know? And so I just did not. I mean, I did well if it was a normal game, but
just didn't.
Tom just was like filled with wild cards every single hand. He won it in three rounds, which is unusual. You can go anywhere from, you know, four to
so you got pounded.
Six. Yeah. So that's why I needed a little, instead of crying, can we play Scrabble?
So your Lazy Susan has like a little recess. You put the chip in it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, the problem with that is when you're done, it's not easy to
unload.
Instead of the old board, you just folded it, poured them out.
I sort of like the one by one back in the bag.
Well,
you know,
patience. What are you doing? You playing any board games? Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you this morning.
218-326-1234. You can text us. We also want someone to join us on What's for Breakfast. That's coming up in about 15 minutes. Then we'll be talking sports. Are there any sports going on to talk about?
Oh, there has been. Yeah, okay. Lots of stuff going on. Might not be all positive. Of course, it never is.
You can text in during the sports page as well. Thanks so much for being here today. We're expecting a chance of flurries today. Mostly cloudy skies, highs 19 to 22. Northwest winds around 5. Cloudy tonight with lows 10 to 15. I looked out at the lake this morning and there's more ice because it had snowed. So it's like it was markedly different than yesterday when I looked, because it must have frozen and then we got some flurries. So it's like suddenly we have a giant beach. It's still a lot of water open.
Yeah. You know? How about swans? Are they still out there or not?
A little bit.
They're kind of hitting the road.
Yeah. We don't quite get them the way you guys do. You get John Bauer were pummeled, don't you?
Yeah.
And they echo throughout your home.
They do. Want to thank North Homes Children and Family Services providing mental health care in Minnesota. November is National Adoption Awareness Month, highlighting the need for adoptive and foster care families. North Homes provides licensing and case management for those opening their heart and home. Northhomes.org.
It is cloudy out as we look out the window here on the banks of the Mississippi River, but we've got some flurries. It's very lovely.
It's pretty, yeah. It's very pretty.
I'm liking that. People don't always love the snow, but it sure helps with the gray. If you think about a week ago, when it was just gray and getting cold, this is nice to see.
Yeah.
All right, it's time for best wishes. We do our best to wish our friends and neighbors happy birthday and happy anniversary. John, you take today.
Chris Baker, the touchdown maker, 67 years young from Grand Rapids. Happy birthday, Chris. Olin Dory is 12 from Grand Rapids. Stafford Mills. That's why you wanted me to read that.
No, I just thought not.
Stafford Mills. He's got to have a name. Can you just see his name tag on his big desk?
He's 12.
You get a chance to get to meet Stafford Mills. He's 12 from Bloomington, and Christine Rettler is having a birthday from Deer River.
For tomorrow, November 29th, Bob Espenson, happy 79th to you from Nisswa. Andy Hopps is 29, and Tom Vucetich is 73 from Hibbing.
Hi, my name is Stafford Mills.
And I'm turning 12 today. That's Chet Faker, the song called This Time For Real. It is 7:36. Thanks for tuning in. This is the Friday Morning Show. It is People Powered KAXE. Coming up next, we've got our daily dose of phenology. We'd love to hear from you this morning. Maybe you are intentionally not going out for Black Friday shopping. Maybe you're headed to local businesses at reasonable times of the day.
Yeah.
I'd be curious, though, to hear if you have in the past or you're out and about now. Maybe you're home already if you went early, because I think they open up early is the deal.
Yeah, what time? Right? And we're talking real early.
I think so. So we'd love to hear from you today. 218-326-1234. Or is Christmas shopping not a big deal for you? That you've kind of changed over the years and you don't get as many, presents for people
or
spend that kind of money on people in the same way, where you don't go shopping necessarily. Mm-hmm.
Or you had a fantastic Thanksgiving, or maybe you burned the turkey. We want to hear from you, We'd love to hear this two-way radio. We would like to thank the Timberlake Restaurant in Grand Rapids featuring Martini Monday each week from 5 to 8. TimberlakeLodgeHotel.com. I got the old side eye. I love that.
When did the two-way radio, that was what, back in the...
It was back in the, 70s?
The college ages?
Well, no, two-way radio. We've said that over the years. It's two-way radio. We're talking to you. We love to hear from you. It's important to hear from you because that's what community radio is about. It's about people. And we don't care if it's like you wore jammies or you did this. You saw a great show. People love to hear people on the radio, not just us yakking.
Yeah. Are there movies that you've started now? Is this the time of year where you're starting the traditional movies, or you're looking forward to heading out to the movies? A lot of people around the holidays, they go to the movies more often. We'd love to hear from you. 218-326-1234. We just heard from Susan, who said, we never did the Black Friday gig. Our family tradition is much more focused on the festivities, not the things. And now that my sisters and I are so old, we simply donate to each other's charities. Certainly relieves a lot of stress. Huh. That sounds great. Thanks, Susan. You can weigh in as well. 218-326-1234. Right now, it's time for our daily dose of phenology. Here is John Latimer.
On today's date, November 28th, 1999, the Bohemian Waxwings have once again returned to northern Minnesota. They'll be regular visitors throughout the winter, wherever they can find a tree with some fruit left on it. They come in big flocks, and they never seem to stay in an area very long. Once they've exhausted the fruit of the trees, they will move on to the next spot, next town maybe. But they are certainly vagabonds in their own way and style. One of the interesting features about Bohemian waxwings is that as they fly in a flock together, they will circle about a tree preparatory to landing and come to the tree into the wind. They always land facing into the wind. So if you happen to be watching a flock of waxwings and they spin about a big tree, maybe where they're going to stop and rest, and as they come into the tree, if you note the direction that they're flying, that will tell you which direction the wind is blowing.
Child of God, you are. here to learn from history. You are like me, family. Let's open our eyes, call a spade a spade. Someone making money by keeping us afraid. Afraid of each other. Back in time we might have been brothers from a different mother. They called it a sin. I am like you, born of a woman. I am like you, a child of God. You are like me, here to learn from history. You are like me. History, you are like me.
Eric Bibb. The song is called Family. Thank you so much for tuning in. Lots of people listening on this Friday after Thanksgiving as we head into holidays and all of that and just life in December. It'll be December soon, right? It's November 28th.
Now, are you sure a lot of people Monday. Are listening, Heidi? I'm not so sure that everybody's chilling. And
our new best friend, if you caught What's for Breakfast last week, Dennis from Eveleth, and Dennis, our conversations on the website too. I was able to put a story
good.
Up. He says, good morning to the two of you. Say, this is Dennis. I'm out walking Brackett. I know you guys have What's for Breakfast coming up. I want you to tell people how wonderful it is to talk with you two in the morning and how easy it is to talk. Thank you. Come on, people. I want to hear what you had for breakfast.
Dennis.
Brackett.
Oh, I tell you, I told so many people about it. I went right home and listened to it again. That's how impressed I was with Dennis.
It's available on our website, kexe.org. You can look for What's for Breakfast. see that story. Lots of cool stories at our website, and we'll be playing the music soon. That means we need someone to call in for What's for Breakfast.
Dennis is going to flush them out. They're going to come through. There we go. I've already got somebody for breakfast, and it hasn't even happened.
Well, find out. 218-326-1234. We got to do
this. Person just probably wants to be on the air.
We'll see. Coming up.
I want to thank Grand Itasca Clinic and Hospital, home to an experienced OBGYN team that provides comprehensive women's health services, including maternity and advanced gynecology care, all in Grand Rapids. GrandItasca.org. Here it is. Oh.
Give us a call on What's for Breakfast, 218-326-1234. Dennis and Brackett will be mad if you don't call. If you're blue or green, or any shape at all, because I'll be yours and you'll be mine too. Last, and we'll be friends holding fast. You don't have to be smart, you don't have to play a part. What better thing could ever be than a kindly heart? And I'll have yours and you have mine too. Last, we'll be friends holding fast.
Oh boy.
Well, I don't want to let Dennis and Brackett down. I really don't. So we're looking for you to join us. All you need to do is be a member of KEXC. If you're not yet, do it right after you talk to us. And just enjoy a nice conversation with your friends and neighbors.
Someone's going to call.
218-326-1234. Friends can be. We'll be light as balloons. Cows jumping over the moon. Start to twinkle when they hear our tune, and all the while we can only smile, 'cause we'll be friends coming back in style.
Now I'm getting
you
nervous.
Know, seriously, talk all day. We'll listen. We'll hold off on our own talking. We want to hear from you. 218-326-1234. There's got to be somebody out there that's, you know, enjoying some morning eggnog.
Lots of leftovers.
Tom and Jerry's.
Mm.
Yeah, leftovers for breakfast. Do you have Thanksgiving leftovers for breakfast?
We went out to eat at somebody's house. We got nothing.
They didn't send you a plate of leftovers.
No, they didn't send us anything home.
Wow.
Son of a.
218-326-1234. We can only smile because we made friends. Strutting back in style. Yes, we'll be friends. But won't you walk a mile with me, brother? We are friends. Coming back in style. Yeah. Yeah, no.
Wow. This just doesn't happen very often. It's not settling good. It's not even settling like all that turkey last night. It's maybe people aren't listening. Maybe it's just a day of respite, a day of recovery.
Hi, are you calling for What's for Breakfast?
Yes, Heidi. Did you get someone?
No, here we are. You're live with us.
Okay.
Who is this?
Oh, I'm off.
You are live.
Good morning. This is Kayla.
Hi, Kayla.
Calling from Big Fork this morning.
Thanks for calling. Have you had your breakfast?
No. Gosh, it's so early. I'm having coffee, watching the snowfall, watching the grosbeaks at the feeder.
Oh. Sounds amazing.
Yeah.
But Kayla, what? So is this a sympathy call, or were you thinking about doing it? Or we want to learn. We want to learn what we're doing wrong. I mean, it works most of the time, but I don't know.
I had the opportunity and I was up and I was listening to you all, and I, you know, didn't have work today or kids to get anywhere. So, and I gave others, I feel like a good chance. investigate.
Okay, so I was going to say, well, you waited long enough.
And we just, right after you, we had another call, so people were, you know, probably doing the same thing.
We all feel bad for you.
Yeah, well, and it's sort of a different day, the day after Thanksgiving, so people might not be in their normal routines, but then for us, it feels like, you know, our heart's kind of breaking, like, is no one out there? What's happening right
emotional.
Now?
I never want your heart to break.
So well, Kayla,
that
did
was a little dramatic on my part, but thank you.
So Kayla, did you survive the onslaught yesterday? What happened? Tell us what your day was like.
It was lovely. We went out to our hunting cabin, cut down Christmas tree, and then had a really relaxing Thanksgiving dinner with family. It was perfect, and I'm looking forward to leftovers for breakfast. Oh. I don't know about you guys.
Well, we are, but I don't have any. Heidi's got some.
No. Yeah.
So what do you mean? What do you what will you have? The whole
what did you have?
Sampler platter for your
we had a nice classic meal. But one of the things I like to make, I think that people might appreciate this, is just you just layer the sweet potatoes and some apples and cranberries and walnuts, and then you drizzle with a little olive oil, cinnamon, and maple syrup, and that is delightful to have for breakfast, especially a little bit of yogurt or something. So
that sounds great.
Is it warm?
You bake it. You bake it. Sorry. Okay. Sorry, John. Yeah, it has to go in the oven.
Wow.
So will you heat it up for the leftover?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Nice. And did you have turkey and just gravy and all that stuff?
Turkey, mashed potatoes, gravy, stuffing, homemade rolls, green beans, the whole nine yards.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, where we went last night, someone broke out the thing that my mom used to have. They riced the potatoes. Have you ever done that?
Yes.
Oh, that makes, I don't know. It's just got to be a mental thing, but that makes them so much better.
Huh.
You ever had a ricer, Heidi?
No.
Have you ever done that?
No.
Well, okay. It was very good. So do you get into the, do you have a beverage? Like, you guys hit the sauce a little bit, or are you pretty normal?
Oh, wine with dinner, but I don't know. Yeah, kind of boring stuff. I guess I should mention the other thing that was a big part of our day was watching the Green Bay Packers win.
Oh, okay. I can't hear you. Oh, Malachi's out there raising his arms. Are you, well, so who do you root for when the Vikings play the Packers?
Always the Packers.
Oh,
yeah.
My.
So we're having a good week, guys. Yeah.
Well, let's dig a little bit deeper into this. Where are you from, Wisconsin, I hope?
Yes, so my parents are from Wisconsin. I was born in Wisconsin, and
that's
1981, but yeah. So
they are good this year. They're good at every facet. They pound you, and they pass, and they play great defense. And that defensive end you picked up from whoever it was, the Dallas Cowboys, he's been doing pretty good.
Yeah.
So. All
right. Yeah, I think that my only other point I would like to make around the breakfast topic is just I have been embracing the savory breakfast. So I don't know if you've had anybody on lately that is into this, but I like soup for breakfast.
Whoa.
I like rice with a fried egg and chili oil for breakfast. I think that's really good. So I don't know.
I love a fried egg on like leftover rice. Whew, is that good?
Yeah.
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 But soup, is that just, is that something maybe you plan out, or that helps you out because you don't have something for breakfast?
No, I think it's good. I just like it.
Wow. That is interesting.
And soup usually does taste better the next day. I mean, I made a soup about a week ago, and I was just, you know, I worked hard at it with a bunch of different layers of flavor, and I was like,
it's
not what I thought it was. And then.
Good dark roast and just black.
Okay.
Yep.
Now where are you at?
I'm in Big Fork.
What do you have any more snow than we do? Did you get like 3-4 inches or what?
I think we got about that. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, walking in the woods, it's beautiful, not enough to ski or anything, but it's nice.
How about, okay, so you said you cut down the tree at the hunting cabin. So have you put it up? What's the plan for that?
The plan is it's in the garage right now thawing. And then they'll get it in the inside in the living room today or tomorrow, and then lights the next day after. It kind of relaxes a little bit.
Oh, so do you have modern decorations? You got some old ones. What's your tree going to look like?
A mix, for sure. I have my mom always gave us an ornament every year since we were born, and so I have a whole box of ornaments that she's given me every year, and, you know, notes on it and where they came from. And so some are as old as me and older, and then, you know, some new fun things too. So.
And do you have a theme this year? Are you going to spend money like crazy or a few gifts? You got, you know, how's that work?
Probably just a few things, and, you know, try to do some. I try to go to the, like, we have a little art fair at the City Hall in Big Fork, a little craft show at the hospital, try to pick some things up there, and, you know.
So you didn't get up at 3 o'clock and you didn't get up at 3 o'clock and go into Black Friday and made it back home in time to call us?
Oh, heavens, no. We plan to go into town later, but it's to see the new Wicked movie. I'm going to try to avoid that.
Oh. Hmm. Did you go to the first Wicked?
No, no.
I've heard people say it's just unbelievable. Is it really? Are you looking at the first one was great. Are you a little bit apprehensive for the second one?
No.
No.
We watched the first one again last night, and I'm ready.
Oh, wow.
That sounds fun. Will you get popcorn?
Oh, yes.
And a beverage?
Absolutely. Probably not.
Yeah. And what about, like, some people go, I don't know if I've ever done popcorn and then also candy.
Yeah, like
some people
milk
do
duds
that.
Or something. You don't do that?
No, well, I think the key is to, like, to bring in a little peanut M&M to sprinkle on the popcorn, so you just get one every once in a while.
I like that.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty smart. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, so
I recommend it.
Have you ever done the Black Friday sales?
Not that I remember. I decided years ago for this day after Thanksgiving, it's the perfect day to go for a really long hike and be outside. And so, and then REI kind of picked it up a while back and said, you know, Outside Friday or whatever they called it. And so I try to get outside this Friday and, you know, go on a long hike and get some, work off some turkey, et cetera, and just enjoy being outside.
You take the dogs with you? You must have dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah. What kind of dogs you got?
I have a rescue. Her name is Gracie Lou, and she is really just a mutt. So she's about 50 pounds, and she's a healer lab mix.
And I bet she's
great
kind.
Dog.
I bet she's very kind.
Yeah, she's wonderful.
So she has an official middle name, or is that just you sometimes call her that?
No, we named her after, you know, the Sandra Bullock character in, what's the name of the movie? I'm going to blank because I have my mind where she's the agent in the beauty pageant. Gracie Lou Freebush is her full name.
Why am I thinking it starts with